May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Let's imagine for a second, friends, what the synagogue in Capernaum was like the Sabbath before Jesus came to town. Capernaum was hardly a bustling metropolis. It was a fishing village on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And at its peak, it had a population of maybe, 1,500 people. So it's a bit smaller than Sundry, or maybe Turner Valley. Not exactly a bustling metropolis. And let's imagine, what was life like for the faithful members of that synagogue? Well, now I have a little bit of experience with this because Turner Valley and Sundry are some of the congregations that I go to in my other part of my work. So, you know, congregations in towns that size, I'm like, okay, let's imagine what that congregation was like for the faithful members of that synagogue. Imagining familiarity with the weekly prayers. You know, they gathered every Sabbath to read aloud the Holy Scriptures, the Hebrew Scriptures, and to interpret them for their lives. Pretty familiar. You know, there were the comfortable rhythms of community life. There were the expected disruptions. This is not all that unusual in our parishes. The expected disruptions, you know, by the guy with the unclean spirit who just couldn't help but make everything just a little more interesting every week. You know, ordinary faithful people in an ordinary faithful routine, day in, day out, fishing, home life, Sabbath. Repeat. At that time in the life of the people of Israel, there was, and there had been for several decades, a lot of talk about the coming of the Messiah. Would he come? What exactly God's promises were? What difference would God really make to their life under the Romans, which had been going on for quite some time now, 80, 90 years? And I bet there was quite a lot of talk, especially amongst the angry young men in the community who wanted Rome out, about this Baptist John. Be prepared. He's coming soon. Oh, yeah. I bet you they talked quite a lot about what it meant to be prepared, what John connects to in the Hebrew Scriptures. You know, a lot of talk, week after week. Repeat. Until this week that we read about today, until without realizing it, they had already had their last conversation about all these as a hypothetical, because suddenly the Messiah was right there in front of them at worship with them. And whatever they thought they might have been preparing for, it wasn't this. Just to recap. Nice, settled, small community, week after week, stable community life, even though they're talking about the coming of the Messiah. Jesus breezes in. He's all cool and relaxed. He speaks up during the interpretation of Scripture and blows their minds with his teaching. He heals the guy with the unclean spirit, the guy who's there every Sabbath, and they've been trying to figure out what to do with him for, you know, quite some time. No, boom, healed. And then he cruises out of the synagogue, heads down to Peter's house, heals his mother-in-law, and then stands at the door while everybody in the entire community brings their sick and their possessed loved ones for him to heal. Everyone in the whole town, everyone in the whole surrounding community, boom, healed. And that was just the first day when the Messiah came to town. Whatever they thought they might be preparing for, for sure, it wasn't this. For the past 7 years at St. George's, we have been preparing. We have been preparing for our move into our new home. We have waited for it with eager, sometimes anxious, anticipation. This is what we have been focused on. This is what we have been expecting. We knew that it would come. As your rector over the past 6 years with you, that is what we were preparing for. The creative challenges, the awesome opportunities that would be ours when we moved into our new home. The people we could then become. The new ministries we could then undertake. All our work. Revitalization plan, the four leadership teams that were formed, the healing past hurts, the Lenten studies, the year of fellowship, the artwork, the year of discipleship, all of it, to my mind, has been for the purpose of preparing us to move into our new home, to have the resilience and the strong social fabric and the breadth of leadership in the community and the positive constructive relationships that we will need in order to meet this wonderful, awesome challenge ahead. On Sunday, March 8th last year, had you asked me, I still have said that we still had time. We still needed more time. But that Sunday, without any of us realizing, the thing we were actually waiting for was already coming to us. Without realizing it, we had already had our last in-person service. Whatever we thought we were preparing for, I don't know what you guys were preparing for, but this is what I was preparing for. Whatever I thought I was preparing us for, it wasn't this. Turns out, the thing God has actually been preparing us for all this time was already at our door. What we have lived through together this year, friends, has dwarfed practically any other challenge that we could face as a congregation. I'm sorry to tell you that many congregations are struggling severely under the burdens of this pandemic. Small congregations and large congregations from many different denominations. I'm part of a national research study on flourishing congregations. I was speaking to the researcher yesterday or Saturday, I think, and he was saying they're hearing from denominations across the country, even that above about 80 people, congregations face major challenges. So in denominations where their normal size of congregation, like the 200 person congregations are the small ones, they don't know how to meet these challenges. People are really struggling. Yet, St. George's, you have risen to this crisis in an exceptional way. Everything that we have done to prepare for our new home, everything that you have learned about being a community through many years of ups and downs, has prepared you to live into this pandemic with a startling kind of resilience and grace and creativity and mutual encouragement. Friends, somebody posted in the chat box, St. George, this is Kristen, St. George's adapts to almost anything. You guys have years of experience doing this. All of those years of experience equipped you for this moment. I have been so proud and felt so privileged to be with you this year, walking together this hard road that has been ours. And together, we have not only met the challenges that have come, we have been prepared also to look around us for grace and to share it with one another. We've discovered that not only do we have enough to meet this challenge, we have abundance to share. This is what happens when the Messiah moves in our midst. This is what it looks like. The challenges, they come, and when they come, we are prepared to meet them. You have been prepared to meet this challenge, and you have. On the Sunday of our last year's annual meeting, January 26th, 2020, I preached a sermon, the Rector's Charge to Vestry that day, about the year ahead. The year ahead, 2020, our year of discipleship. Remember that? That we were going to learn and deepen in our discipleship, and we were going to learn how each of us could give ourselves to Christ a little more deeply in our lives. It was a good sermon. And I encourage you to go back and to listen to it and to hear that voice looking ahead to a year that it turned out totally different from what we were expecting. But the odd thing is, when I went back and listened to it, the year was totally different than what we had expected. And yet, the vision that we had for what we were going to do as a community, it was startlingly bang on. That Sunday, I said that God, and by the way, that's not my genius. Genius like this doesn't come from a preacher. That's the Holy Spirit, people. That is the Holy Spirit. So let's give credit where credit is due. That Sunday, by some miracle of the Holy Spirit, I said that God sees liberty and creativity and abundance and grace, even in the strangest of circumstances, even on a beach in Galilee under Roman oppression, even through St. George's, through all the difficult times that we've experienced, God sees liberty and creativity and abundance and grace, and God opens the door for us to experience even more of that in our daily lives. More liberty, more creativity, more abundance, and more grace, without the outward circumstances of our lives necessarily changing very much. That's what I said last year. That's what it means to grow in discipleship. Well, friends, the outward circumstances of our lives changed very dramatically, but that's still what it means to live into our discipleship. And so 2020 was our year of discipleship in truth. It was that year, the year we said we'd have at St. George's, only instead of doing it as a program, instead of doing it as some sort of practice to learn how to later do it in our real lives, God gave it to us as reality. And here we are in 2021, and our year of discipleship has not ended. The idea of our year of fellowship the year before was that it would transform us. Someone said, what happens when the year of fellowship ends? Well, are we going to go back to the estrangement we had before the year of fellowship? No, the idea is that it transforms us and we go further from there. Year of discipleship, it hasn't ended. Our year of discipleship has transformed us too. And now we can't go back. The question remains for us. In the midst of us, what is our faith? That question remains. How are we as a community of faith? How does God call us forward? We have lived into these questions well, extremely well, in 2020. And we must live into them still with a renewed vigor in 2021. The pandemic continues. It is entirely possible that the pandemic will continue disrupting our lives for a majority of the year ahead. That is just a fact. Even if the vaccinations are according to the schedule that the government has said, which right now, who knows what that's going to look like? Our best case scenario is that all Albertans who want to will be vaccinated by September. So let's be forthright. The pandemic will disrupt most of 2021. And yet, our new home awaits us this year too. Ready for us to move in, probably in September. There are trials and creative challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. And there will be other challenges, trials that we are as of yet ignorant. It doesn't change what it means for us to be disciples of Christ. Creativity and liberty and abundance and grace. Whatever we face in our lives, how is God unfolding that in our midst? We will need our wits about us this year, friends. We will need that strength of faith and the community bonds that we've built up over these years. We will need to be prepared. People of St. George's, let us go forward with courage and that inimitable spirit you've got to meet the year ahead. I encourage you to look back on all that you have overcome and all the trials that have shown your character and be encouraged. You can do this. You are capable. You are strong. You can trust each other. You have all that you need and more. God is with you. How could anyone doubt it at this point? God is with us every step of the way because we have said yes. Because we have said we wish to follow. Courage, friends, and grace, and abundance, and imagination. In this year, our second year of discipleship, may God bless us this second year of the whole rest of our lives. God bless you. God bless St. George's. Amen.